This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, the sports editor at the Daily Item of Lynn. And Steve, welcome back. Good to see you this week.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. I'm good. Steve, the Rams are making news in the city of Lynn, and they have a new football coach in Brian Vaughn, and the basketball teams, boys and girls, have both qualified for state tournament play this year. So right now, it's all positive or pluses, I guess, for the Rams right now.
Yeah, the Vaughn hire is great. I mean, I think that I've known Brian since he was in high school, covered him at English. He's also a Husky, just like I am. And
that goes a long way with you, doesn't it, Steve?
Just it's almost as long as being an Eagle does. but yeah, he at the time set the rushing record for Northeastern, which was broken by Saugus kid, L.J. McCannis, which was subsequently again broken by a Masco kid, Tim Gale. And the record will stand forever because there's no more football at Northeastern. But be that as it may, Vaughn has made his name as a coach. He coached at Pope John in Everett, and he coached at Boston English in South Boston. I think one of the most important prerequisites for him, which was he's got an idea as to what it's like to coach in the city, you know, and he's had success on the field, and he understands that you're not just a coach when you coach high school. You're kind of almost a social worker, a parent, a babysitter, and a coach, and all those things combined into one. And he's willing, has always been willing to be that way, and I think he's going to do a great job over there. Hats off to Tim Phelps. I mean, I don't want to go too long in extolling Brian, which I could do all day. But you know, hats off to Tim. You know, Tim was a good guy. He's a good guy, and he was a good coach for the time he was there. And I was very happy for him on Thanksgiving that they pulled that game out the way they did. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the job anymore, but I just, you know, I want it known that hats off to Tim Phelps.
Yeah, I don't think, I love Tim Phelps. I mean, he's just, he's a terrific person. You know, I think that, you know, they hadn't won, neither had English high school been winning either, you know, and when you look at the big scheme of things for a variety of issues. And, but yet, it's not because you know, these coaches aren't working their butts off and aren't doing all the things that you mentioned, Steve, that they're being called on that they might not be called on to do in some other communities. Many communities, I think, you know, that are like that. But yet, on the other hand, it's a tough job. It's a tough job, you know, just getting the kids into practices.
Well, yeah, I mean, we go on to other sports over there, and the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear social worker, babysitter, parent, you know, is Tom Grassa, who has been coaching basketball at Lynn Classical since the 80s. He may be the longest serving coach in any sport on the North Shore now, and if he's not, he's certainly right up there now that Jimmy O'Leary is not coaching.
You know, Steve, as I think back about that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I saw Tom again this week for the first time in a while, and or last week, whatever it was, and he was an assistant under Lou Falkoff, and I think very first year that I covered basketball was the 78-79 season for WESX, and I got to think we did some of their games, and he's always been on the sidelines, as far as I know, at Classical basketball, so at least it goes back that far.
Right, and he took over for Lou. And he's been there for the good years, the bad years, the in-between years. Very rarely in his tenure has Classical not made the tournament. He has told me stories about some of the kids he's coached and some of the circumstances that they come out of. He is, year after year after year, there is Classical. Right now they're having a very good year. They're, I think, 11-3 or something like that, or close
12,
to it.
12-3.
Yeah. And, you know, they came back last night and beat Salem after falling behind. It's nice to see. He's a good guy. He's done a good job all these years. He's got his two sons with him on the bench now, one of whom had a wonderful career at Bentley.
It was Jasper, right?
Jasper, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Nick, yeah.
Both of them. And it's a nice story, and he deserves, if this is the twilight of his coaching career, because I get the feeling he wants to hand this over to his son when he feels his son is ready. Certainly seems to be grooming him. But in any event, good for him. And then we go on, and Tom Sawyer.
Let me just stop you for a second here, Steve. But you're on a roll, You stop it, Steve.
That's what my sister used to tell me.
But you know, here's the thing about Tom, and he'll appreciate this, I'm sure. But he looks the same now as he did back then. I think he hasn't changed that much.
He's older than me, which Durrett is older than me.
Yeah.
But it's about it. No, he's a very young-looking guy, very engaged. He tried to retire, yeah, and he unretired, yeah, so he's doing some teaching again. Like I said, he's a good guy. He's done a good job. There isn't any part of that program over there he doesn't have some control over. He reminds me a lot of a guy who used to coach Winthrop football, Tony Fusillo, in that he does all the little things, that make coaches good coaches. Yeah. He's just there for the paycheck. He lives the job.
All right, I interrupted you. Let's go to another guy who's having a very good, the records are pretty much parallel to one another. That Tom Sawyer, you just alluded to him, the girls' basketball coach at Lynn Classical.
Tommy is a very, very good coach. He always has been. He hasn't always had the kids. But, one thing about Tom is that when he's been down, he hasn't been 2-18 down. He's been 10-10 down, 9-11 down. Whatever team he has in December, by February, it's always a force to be reckoned with. They might not win, but they scare the heck out of a lot of teams. This year, he's got some talent. He's got a junior, Paris Wilkie, who they beat Salem last night by like 19 points or something. Yeah. I forget what the final. No, 28 points.
Yeah,
she scored just about half their points before he put the bench in. And he's got a couple of other kids. Sonetta Sry, who was a volleyball player, she's very, very fluid as an athlete. So he's got some athletes this year. And he's like any good high school coach to me. He knows who they are. He identifies them, and he puts them in positions where they can succeed and the team can succeed. And you'd think that would be a very basic thing, but I found following sports, it's not.
Well, and then you got on top of that. You had Helen Ridley to the coaching staff, who played college basketball at Quinnipiac, was an assistant college coach as well, and now is back coaching on the sidelines in Lynn and at Classical High School. So that's a big plus. That's a big plus for the program as well.
Well, and of course, her basketball pedigree is pretty solid. Her father is Jim,
yeah,
Ridley, and yeah, they have a very good situation in sports over there at the moment. They're just about every team right now is in the hands of capable, people who seem to know what they're doing and know what all the parameters of the job are. And that's hats off to Gene Constantino, who is the principal over there, and Billy Devin, the AD, and is Mike, who is his assistant, Mike Phelps. They all seem to be pulling their oars in the same direction, which is nice to see.
All right, do you want to touch on the two hockey teams now? But the fact is that I think the boys are up at Gloucester, I think it is tonight. Yeah, but the girls are doing very well themselves.
Well, the Jets, They're kind of, unfortunately for them, they're in an area where there's an awful lot of good hockey in this area, but I don't know about great hockey, but certainly good hockey. And they're in a city where St. Mary's kind of grabs most of the headlines because of the position of the program. They're, you know, they're flirting a lot of times with the Super 8. They made the state final in Division I last year. And here are the Lynn Jets. You know, they're not that bad. They're pretty good. And they have a good coach, Joe Conlon.
Yeah.
You know, they ran into a really hot goalie last year in the tournament, or else they probably would have made some noise. But they played East Boston. I think the goalie made about 30 saves. And they lost the game. But, you know, it's another situation where they have coaches on the team that just seem to know why they're there. And they can pick out the talent and spread it around so that the team wins.
Yeah. The other, my last thought, and we'll wrap it up, but I'm just jumping back to basketball. I'm a helter-skelter all over the place here, Steve. But at least with these records that both the classical teams have, the boys and the girls, you know, if they continue to close out the year like they started the year, they'll have a home tournament game to start the playoffs, which hasn't necessarily been the case the last few years. In this day and age, you just make the playoffs. You know you're on the road, and you know you're up on the road against somebody good.
Well, it's funny. Tom Sawyer and I talked about that last night after the Salem game. He says, you know, they made the tournament. They clinched it with the win last night. He said, but, you know, that's not – we got to keep playing.
Yeah.
Number one, they have a chance. It's not the best chance in the world, but they have a chance – to win that league, which would be amazing, you know, for where they've come from in the past few years. But the second thing, he says, they really want a home game. He says, boys are probably going to get a home game. He says, you know, we want to give the MIAA some scheduling conflicts to deal with. That's how we put it.
That's nice. Okay, there you go. All right, Steve, always good talking with you, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you, Bill.
That's Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn here on MSO News Sports.